Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio, our sanctuary on the airwaves. And today I have the Riverman with me. Whether he likes it or not, the Riverman is here.
Oh, right. I may not like it after the show, but I'm loving it now.
Go ahead. I briefly talked to Charlie, early today. Well, what are we going to talk about, Charlie? Okay. So one idea that came is that we're at a turning point, and we're sort of at that cliff of this ascension shift where, you know, prior to things, we're going through massive recalibration. Every time we think we got it, well, we get hit in the head with something else, and we got to look at other things that come up, and it's still coming up. Even to last week, it's still coming up. But I noticed in some of my other talks, I'm noticing people already say, okay, I'm done with this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the fear. What do we do? And that's why I had mentioned, Charlie, you know, like we're on that turning point. So what are your ideas on what you're seeing?
Well, I agree with you totally, and I'm going to work backwards through what you just said. Last week was powerful, and I'm amazed because usually for me, new moons are not so dramatic. Usually, new moon energy is sort of a letting go and a gently entering into a newness and shifting and changing, but it's usually relatively peaceful and calm for me. And last week was just wow. And that's the only word I can say it in capital letters. Wow. It was.
Yeah, and I can verify that because you're usually my rock. You know, I pull the dramatics every once in a while and you're going, calm down, calm down. So it's good to know you're human. All right, now I'll let you know.
Well, I don't know if it's good to be human now or not, but that's another story. So that, just so people, if you were experiencing last week a lot of energy that just didn't feel like the normal or the usual, don't be overly concerned about it. It's not just you. It's a lot of us were, I would say, lit up in many different ways. And as part of what Aliyah and I have spoken on before as recalibration. And it was interesting, I was speaking with somebody yesterday about recalibration, and it triggered this person, and he looked at me, and he says, I get it.
That's good.
And it was interesting because the vision I had was, how do we really describe this sort of opening and closing of ourselves, of releasing and then accepting new energy, then releasing old energy, accepting new energy, other than the word to be recalibrating. And we can't do it all at once. And so we get it in these little measured frames. And that's what my vision was. They're little sort of like frames or markers on a timeline or a meter, but they're just little segments of energy bursts which produce the power to not transform, not trans figure, but transmute us. And so the process that I come to is that we're actually this is a form of transmutation, that humanity is not only just evolving, but it's transmuting itself into a completely new form. And I don't know what that is.
And that's my thoughts on that and what different things I've seen. People are healing from the inside out. You know, and this considers a lot of that ancestral stuff that we, all our past lives, all our little fragments, all the little billions of relationships, you know, patterns. And that's what the recalibration is. It's been, okay, let's bring up the next wave of gunk for everybody. You know, look at this. What do you see on this? And then, okay, well, you know, all right, now let's clean that slate. And it's like an open wound. As a nurse, you're always taught that you heal from the inside out.
Yeah, and that's a very good analogy. That's what it feels like on our human level, is that it is an open wound. And the healing process is not always comfortable.
No, that's for sure.
Well, you and I both have had major physical traumas, which led to our deaths. And we both had to come back and go through that period of physical healing. And I don't know what yours was like, but I know mine was not, I was not pretty at all. And I was very banged up on a cellular level. I didn't have any broken bones per se or any large gaping wounds, but I had road rash. For those of you who know what road rash is, all over my face, my head, my chest, and I was wearing the weather when I crashed that motorcycle. And that is extremely painful. It's like a third degree burn almost. So because your skin is just ripped off your body. And I don't mean to be gross on this, but what I'm trying to express is the painfulness, the physical painfulness.
And there's a lot of emotional levels on that too. Like when you were saying, I know when I came back, I could come back, you know, to this body. After that tumor, I mean, I had the paralysis on the one side. But because of the off balance, my face was very off balance. It was pulled. I mean, my mouth was pulled completely over. You know, I had that lockjaw effect. I had my eye wouldn't close. You know, it wasn't pretty. So you have the emotional effect. And then you have the physical effect. And for me, I had to learn to eat, talk. I mean, just like a baby. Those were the whole thing. And it's taken me just about 17 years to get to where I am at now. And people kind of say when they look at me, oh, you know, you got Bell's palsy. But, you know, you look good. Well, I mean, you would not get my face out in public 5 or 10 years ago. I mean,
well,
you know, staying.
You know, and this is, you know, this is the pain. This is also pain, emotional pain. So many of us who didn't have the experiences that you and I had, are dealing with the same things we did, but without the direct cause to say, oh, I feel like this because of yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's taken, you've been on this journey 17 years. I've been on this journey for 25 years. And to this day, that is always somewhere in our consciousness on some level as to how we relate to the world. And so recalibration, and this point you brought up, we're at a turning point on the cliff, is we're at the edge of there's nowhere else to go but forward. And when we look forward, there's nothing, we don't see anything. It's blank, it's empty. And what that does for us is it triggers not only fear, but it also brings up trust and betrayal. At that, and that edge, the edge of that cliff, which we all are at, where we know we have to shift and change. There's no other way. There's no other way. And we know that. We may not want to accept it or admit it, but that's what's causing a lot of the inner pain and anxiety for people. There's no way out but through it.
And what's interesting is the no way out is caused by, on a soul level, they're saying, no, you got stuff to do here.
Yeah.
You know,
okay. Yeah.
you're not checking out, or, you know. And people don't realize that. And this is why I know a lot of times when you talk to people, I talk to people, it's trying to say, okay, here we are, you got this far. Let's start reevaluating yourself. Don't take the step back into the fear and the comfort zone and the victimhood. Let's get ready to jump off that cliff. And they're saying, yeah, right, we should trust you. But like you said, we're at a point, no more backward movement. Your soul has decided, no. You're going to jump. We'll be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, jumping off the cliff that we were talking about.
Jumping off the cliff, well, you know, it's... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm ready to jump.
I love the ads. I love the ads on this show because when we go into this, you know, the segment, there are words that pop out and hit that are so relevant to what we're talking about. It really, and it's not planned. It's a synchronicity. But I amuse myself during the commercial break and I let go of the deep thought, jumping off. And that's where we left off. And so my first thought was, What is the fear that we have of jumping? Why are we so fearful of jumping? And if you look at our inner child, we would say, because when we jumped, we fell and we got hurt. And so we're fearful of falling. If you look at the word falling and change one L to an I, it's we're afraid of failing. They're both the same energy. They're both the same energy. And so what happens is this, coming to this point, and we come to it in many different ways throughout our lifetime, but probably not as dramatic as where we're at now as a collective whole of humanity, okay? So the fear comes up. It triggers the fear in us, this childhood fear, this fear that we've had from past lives, this fear that has been ingrained in us and programmed in us time, lifetime after lifetime, experience after experience. And so we've been programmed actually to believe that it really exists. And the truth for me this week was it doesn't exist. It's not really a form. It's like a mist. And you can move through that mist without getting soaking wet. That was the sort of profundity of my week this week in the midst of this energy of having come to the edge of the cliff and looking and saying, the only place I can go is forward. And the only thing ahead of me is me, the real me, the real me that I have been fearful of meeting. The real me that I have been fearful of embracing. I've skirted around with it. I've played with it. I've revealed it to certain people. And in those instances, my trust was very not great because of past life experiences, et cetera. And then betrayal, how many times the issue of betrayal came up for me? How many times have I been betrayed when I trusted somebody with this deep, sacred information of myself, and it's been used against me to manipulate me or to control me? And all of these things are coming up for us at different levels. If you're just beginning this journey, they'll be simple as you start moving through and you actually have jumped off the cliff, but you're not aware of it. You're now in midair. And then all of a sudden you look down and you say, there's nothing under me supporting me. And you look back and you see, you know, the grounding earth behind you, and you may see some grounding earth ahead of you or not, which is even more confusing. And you say, how am I doing this? How is this happening?
And hoping you have an abundant bungee cord attached to the gig mounts.
Well, this is where we're at. Some of us are at, are out in the middle of that chasm. And the truth is that we're doing it because we're more than just a form. We're more than just an energy. We're more than anything we've ever been told before. And we're having to trust our memory, which is not from this lifetime, not from the past 10 lifetimes or from the past whatever, but our ancient genetic code memory. And that's strange to hear, and it's strange for me to say, but this is what we're beginning to learn to recall, bring forth, and trust. And when we do that, what happens in that process, and I just share this one thing, what happens in that process is it's almost like learning how to fly. We always wanted to fly. Some of us have a memory of being able to fly. We're actually flying again. We're learning to fly. We're learning to be this amazing powerful, sovereign being that is not affected as deeply by the external forms or energy, because what we're doing is building our own self-trust. It's trusting us. It isn't about trusting them, or, and I don't like the us and them scenario, but it's not trusting people outside of us or people. It's about trusting, truly trusting ourselves to say, on that level, those crazy thoughts that I have may not be crazy. They may be the truth. And then aligning.
Okay, I was going to say.
So I'm going to let you go with that. I just wanted to bring that out, because that's a cliff. It's really a cliff that each one of us are coming to on so many different levels. Maybe not to the extent, you know, or to the understanding that I just presented, but I want everybody to look at that. This is where we're at. We're out there hanging in midair, and the only thing we can trust is ourselves.
I agree. I've noticed myself that people being able in a position that we are to communicate, and a lot of times I'm finding on some of the talks I have, people go, I have those thoughts, but they needed somebody else. They needed to hear it from, you know, somebody else, so they didn't think, well, I'm crazy. And so it's a responsibility to say, yes, you know, seek the knowledge within. You know, your massive, beautiful light. And people go, well, I don't feel like it. Well, that's because you've always been told, or, you know, whether your heritage or whatever, and it's always an outside force saying, limiting you, holding you back. You know, it's like the analogy of the spirit being pushed in the physical body. You know, you get this huge light or energy, and you're squeezing it into this little sausage tube here, you know, two legs, two arms. And people are starting to break through that casing, and things are going all over the place. I mean, I'm making fun, but really, you know, the analogy's there.
Well,
we
have to make light of this. I mean, yeah, I'm here. We have to make light of this, Elias. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that when we look at things lightheartedly, then we don't dwell as negatively upon things. And so the lightheartedness dispels the negative aspects of some of our thoughts.
Yeah, and I notice people have been told out through history, you know, keep small, otherwise it's ego. And I think you and I have faced that question a lot. As far as, you know, if you want to say something, or if you think, you know, like you have an aha moment, you know, this makes sense, it follows through, and you go, oh, people don't think I've got a big head someplace. You know, who do they think they are? But I think people are recognizing that coming together in like-minded groups, they're finding their comfort zone, and they're not being, they're breaking away the idea of when you belong in a group, you're not doing a collective following. You're not following the cult. You're adding your own information to that group, which kind of, it might come out from a different way, but people are aligning and they're all heading for a bigger move. To me, I see this huge movement happening. You know, like you have on one side all these people or souls, however they decided in this ascension process to do the, I hate the word darkness, but that's how people really, you know, you got the dark side, you know, you can't do this, there's lack, there's limit, there's no fun, you know, sickness, blah, blah, blah. And then you got the other side, and it's a growing large, life-size, that's saying, wait a minute, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of fear. You know, let's start throwing stones at that darkness when the light comes through. And I see it happening. People are joining together because they're recognizing that, you know, they have some knowledge, their knowledge within and their own empowerment. So it's happening. My two cents.
Right. What's happening is people are coming together and sharing this truth, this self-awareness that we're finding out in the middle of this nowhere land. And realizing that we have to express that, because otherwise we do feel as if we're on some level of insanity. Much like when I came back from death and refused to get treatment from anybody, because I said, I know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to convince me that this is a figment of my imagination, that this is some sort of brain contortion or illness or whatever, and because they're not understanding it, they can't understand it. They couldn't understand it at the time, and they were trying to classify it and put it in a package. Today, we now have people who speak about near-death experiences and death experiences, and it's a common vernacular in many groups. But 25 years ago, that was not so. So, too, what we're expressing and sharing now, people are now willing to listen without judging. And this is part of the process as we, you know, come together in groups. We're testing our ability to fly, I will say.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I was just thinking, and every time I think this is always trouble. Anyway,
in Buddhism, they
have this kind of gray area between lives. They go, what's it called, bardo, where one physical existence leaves and you have this reevaluation time, you know, before you incarnate again. And the ascension process, as I'm seeing it, is we're at a point that we're dying physically to be reborn, except we don't have to leave our body. So we're doing that reevaluation process consciously, which is rough, but this is something our souls chose to do. And with the thing is jumping off the cliff, the physical analogy is mother bird, father bird, you know, in the nest of the little mm-hmm. birdies, saying, okay, let's throw them off the nest. They'll be okay. And the little birds are going, oh, my God, you know, throw me out there. Can I do it or not? And he got the parents, which is the universe, saying, you're going to be okay. Trust us.
There's a cute movie yeah. that I watch, and I don't watch movies, but if they're an animation with a message, I will. And I believe it's the Owls of Kahuli, and it's a story about owls, and these two young owls leave the nest and how they are transformed, and one chooses the dark side, one chooses the light side, and et cetera, et cetera. So it has a wonderful moral story. But the passage where this is where it starts off is they're learning how to fly. And the one who is sort of the good one, the hero, there's a wizard who's trying to teach him how to fly. And the essence of this is we have to trust. You have to trust. You fly from within, and you have to feel it. And you have to trust that feeling. And so, you know, it's funny you bring up flying, because on the break, that's exactly what I was looking up, was flying, and it was stability. And the words I wrote down were flying, swimming, running, driving, are all forward motions. And this is what this discomfort of is, we're moving forward, and we can't, it's almost like the pillar of salt story in the Bible, don't look back. Move forward. We're moving forward as not just individually, but collectively as a whole. And we have to let go of what's behind us. And we have to focus on trusting what's within us. And what are we looking for? If we were going to fly, what is it that creates an airplane to fly? And this was the thought that I had. And I said, stability. And just before I mm-hmm. came on the show, that was the acronym word I was given, although I didn't know it until I started writing out all of these different words. And that's what happens when I'm guided, it morphs and changes. But the word ended up stability. And so this is part of what is creating a lot of the fear, a lot of the turmoil, a lot of the things that we're feeling emotionally is instability. So that's what I wanted to look up, was stability of an airplane. And interestingly, this is, it's about remaining in flight in a straight, level, and upright manner. You know, this is what stability is for an airplane. Otherwise, the airplane is not functioning properly. So too, like us, we are learning to fly. And this is the analogy that I found myself using earlier in the moment. And so the stability can be, if it's positive, it moves us forward. If it's neutral, we're still floating, but we're not going anywhere. We're still in the air, but we're not going anywhere. If it's negative, then it creates instability, and eventually we crash. Okay? And so as I come to this, you know, talk today, is we're really learning how to fly solo and trust within ourselves that we have not only the ability and the capacity to do this, but we always have, and that as sovereign soul beings, it was our original intention to do this, but we've gotten separated from the whole principle and concept of that energy that we truly are, that allows that to happen. So this is what we're doing. We're returning. This is a return. It's not something new. We've done this before. We've just forgotten how to do it.
Yeah, I think the timeline, people are ready. You know, we just have to, you know, like you said, thank we're making that decision, you know, being on the cliff. Do you step back into fear and the comfort zone of knowing what's going to happen? Or do you jump and fly into the unknown and be expansive? Many times I see and, you know, talk to people, and they say, what do you think is going to happen? Look at all this horrible, horrible, horrible stuff happening. Is the world going to blow up? I go, no. Is, you know, are we going to kill each other? I go, no. And I'll say the same thing. I say, if we fly into the unknown, you're being creative. You're creating what your new existence is going to be. If you step back into the fear, which is the now, all this pounding down on you with this fear, and you're backpedaling. You're not you're only going to create more fear, more upset, more wars, more whatever. So again, that trust that inner wisdom, that part of you that says, I'm done with this. I'm tired of this. I want something different. So let's create new. Go take that one step into that positive light.
Well, this is what's happening in you know, around the world. It's not just here in America, but around the world, is everybody's facing. And you can see what they're doing is they're trying to grasp onto old teachings, old principles that no longer work. They didn't work then, but they were unaware of it. They just believed that they did, and they all agreed to say, "Oh, this is great. I can be a bigot, and this is working. I can be hatred and want to kill somebody, and this is working. I can want to rule the world, and this is working." No, it didn't work. Hello, wake up. It didn't work. It's not working. It never did work. It was this polluted concept that came about, and everybody agreed on some level, whether willingly or unwillingly, doesn't really matter, but it created the form, okay? Mm-hmm. And the form is created through agreement, and through intention and agreement. When we let go of the agreement, that's the first step. I do not agree with this. Doesn't mean I have to do anything about it. I have to stand within myself and say, I do not agree with this. I don't have to fight with my neighbor. I don't have to fight with my wife. I don't have to fight with my children. I just don't have to agree with it. Who is this I? This I has nothing to do with anybody else. It has to do with I, the total entity being of who I am, the energetic soul being. And if it doesn't, all it is an alignment. I don't agree. I don't align. You can change the words. Words are only labels to describe what we feel, see, smell, or hear, the five senses. When we trust, we have to trust from within our heart space and our gut space, because that's where the energy has its greatest power. When we move it up into the head, we think we've got all this power, but it's an illusion.
Yeah, it's hard for people to trust themselves.
It is, because they've lost the concept of trust, and trusting isn't, you know, believing something, it's knowing it. It's knowing it with your totality. People ask me a lot of times when I douse or do things, and there are people, and they're well-meaning, they want me to prove. They want me to prove that what I did actually occurred. And I look at them and I laugh, and I says, I don't have to. And they look at me bizarrely as if I'm nuts. And I says, because it happened. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. In my level of awareness, on my multidimensional self, I see it happening. I know it's happening. Your limitation of not being able to see in that dimension or that level of yourself is the only limitation that occurs, the non-trust that says, prove it. I don't have to prove anything. And this is what I've learned over this past week. I don't have to prove this. I have to know it. I have to own it. I have to be it. I have to trust myself, not somebody else telling me, oh, yes, it's okay. No, it's not okay. You get a C on this. You get an A on this. I don't care. I don't care what you think. It's not, what you think is not my problem. It's what I think that's my problem. And I've listened to so many people outside of my beingness who, well-meaning or not, lied. They didn't know they were lying. They were just repeating the same old story. This is what the flying is about. We're creating a new story. We don't know.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think the past and the betrayal point that you brought up, I mean, we've all faced that, you know, we trusted somebody and, you know, whack, you know, like, how didn't I see that coming? You know, we have to keep
exactly.
on repeating those patterns.
And exactly.
then we go, okay.
And so what we do is we no longer share that anymore. And so not only do we not share it with others because we don't trust them, because they proved they were untrustworthy. We believed their untrustworthiness. We bought into this whole program. And there we are. We don't trust ourselves.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I think, well, we're at the last 15 minutes again. That was quick.
I know.
A lot of ideas. But I think the idea of trust is important. But the thing is, put your trust in yourself. I think that's something that we're trying to bring out. That if somebody says, well, jump off a cliff, if you're not ready to jump off that cliff, don't. You know, go by your own feeling, what you're ready to do or what you're ready to think about or accept. So it's sort of a sense of empowerment, you know, somebody says, here, you can walk across those hot coals and not get burned. Do you trust them? Or do you trust yourself? You know, if you don't trust yourself, no matter how many times they tell you, you're going to be okay. You're going to be walking with a hot foot or it burns.
This is the first step. This is the first step, is learning to trust ourselves. And I think this is where all of the darkness reveals itself, all of the manipulation reveals itself, the control starts to reveal itself. And on some level, it makes us angry. Some level, it makes us sad. But throughout all of it, this is where we have to use our what's called bullshit meters and trust ourselves. And, I had this conversation 3 times this week with myself and 2 other people, and they brought it up. And the BS meter is really, I had 5 words for it, and I can't remember them now. But if it smells like, tastes like, feels like, looks like, if you've got 3 out of 5 of them, trust yourself and say it's BS. And it doesn't mean that it's BS that is totally disregarded, but it's BS for you. And this is what we're really trying to discern now. It could be truth to 10 million people. And that's wonderful. What? I don't care about 10 million people. But if it's BS to me, I have to trust what I'm receiving from it. And if it's not, I always challenge it to reveal itself. And this is the next step.
How do you challenge it?
You say out loud, if this is not to the people, within yourself, this is all within yourself. When you're within yourself and you come to those feelings and you say, if this was real, then show me. If what I'm feeling in my gut is, this mistrust is not real, then prove it to me. In that moment, what we're doing is we're taking responsibility for that energy. We're not allowing the energy outside of us now to make the decision. And this is what we have to do now, is look within ourselves, because what we're trying to do in this world of chaos is stabilize. And we can't stabilize if we keep bouncing back and forth off of somebody else's energy. And that's what we have to discern within ourselves and learn to build trust, and then trust ourselves and say, you know what, I am not right all the time, but I'm getting like 5 out of 10. That's halfway. Oh, now, up to, and we learn. And what we're doing is we're relearning what we always knew but gave away because of somebody had a different story. If we think about history of humanity, if Einstein, if Tesla, if Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, these great leaders, in whatever endeavor they were, if they kept saying to everybody else, you've got to prove it, we don't believe you, that's crazy. If they believed that, we wouldn't be where we are right now, and they wouldn't be looked at in the light that they're looked at, because they lived the light of their truth, regardless of what people thought of them. And you can look at social media now and the bullying that people are doing with each other. This isn't just kids in school. This is adults. This is grown adults with doctorate degrees and judges. These are supposed to be leaders of our world doing this. This is what the problem is. It's because it's in our faith. We're seeing it. We cannot avoid seeing it. The only place we can correct it is within ourselves. And so that's my message. And the word that came up was stability. And that was what we're looking for now in this world of chaos is stability. And we have the unique power, because we're powerful, powerful beings, to create the stability. But we're not going to create, it's not for me to create stability out there. It's for me to create stability in here, in this physical presence, in this being, this body. When I can do that, I will then resonate with other people who are creating stability within them, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we begin to create this whole field of resonance that is stable and cannot be altered. And that's not been done for thousands of years. And so this is where we're headed, and this is what we're doing. So the word stability breaks down to these words, and I'll say I'm complete, which is never really true. But strength, trust, accessibility. We have to be accessible to ourselves. This is something like a new revelation to me. I've been inaccessible to myself, but this week, I became accessible on a level that I never really trusted to be able to say it. Betrayal. Look at the betrayal in our lives and realize that we are ultimately the ones who betray ourselves by not standing in our truth. Inner strength. We all need inner strength. Leadership. I mentioned leadership earlier. Where are the leaders? Are you the leader? Am I the leader? I don't know. Maybe we are. We're certainly looking around the world and not seeing a whole lot of leaders who claim they're leaders. The BS meter goes off real quick these days, doesn't it? All right. Inner knowing. Yeah. And here we go back to what you know inside of yourself to be. And honor that. Honor that. Live it. Live it. Express it. Truth. Truth is subjective. It's the third dimension. Everything is subjective in the third dimension. It's all about polarity. It's all about balance. The only way you can come to truth is to balance things. If you lean too far one way or too far the other way, you're not experiencing truth at all. You have to come to the middle. You have to come to the middle and allow the truth to reveal itself. And the last word was why. The last letter is Y, and Y is always a hard word to get. And you know who it came through? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Y-E-S. Yes. Say yes more often. Say yes to yourself more often. The divine self that you are, the beautiful and perfect, loving soul. Source of creation, spark of light, however you want to look at it. Mother, father, God, grandfather, doesn't matter. But that spark within, say yes to it. Say yes. I allow you to come forward. So,
well, I was going to say, I like
with
that.
I guess, yes. We don't say yes enough. Say yes. If it aligns with you, aligns with your heart, not with your head, but your heart. And you know, I always talk about the heart. It's the heart to soul talks. We're talking from heart and soul here. Say yes to your heart. Say yes to your soul. Let the rest do whatever it wants to do. It's not really who you are. It's who you've been made to believe that you are.
But that doesn't necessarily. Very profound.
Yeah. Well, it's simple. It's not. It's the most things that I find that we say it's profound. It's simple. It's been there all along, hidden. We don't find it until we jump off the cliff and start to fly and realize that, you know what, I'm either going to die or I'm going to fly, and either way is okay. Doesn't matter, but I'm not staying where I am. And so that's, you know,
say yes to life.
It's a message. Yeah, say yes. Say yes. Yeah, it's a powerful word. And when it came through just before the show, I said, wow, this simple. It doesn't, and it didn't, it's like, yes, that's what it's all about. It's saying yes to ourselves, to aligning with the truth of who and what we are, and saying yes to that and allowing it to flow forth, regardless of who doesn't believe you, doesn't like you, wants to put you in jail or insane asylum or take all your money away, whatever they want to do. That's their stuff, not yours. Now, if you live according to their stuff, you will never be you. So I know we've only got one more show after this before you go on a little break. So I just wanted to throw out some, you know, kind of heavy stuff. We're all going through it. And we're all powerful beyond our own imagination. So, with that, complete.
Go ahead.
That's it. I love you.
Have a great week. I love you, Charlie. Like I said, Charlie quickly mentioned there's going to be a little bit summer break, but we're going to be refreshed. And we have one more show at the end of May. And then we'll be back and to say yes to life, right?
Yes to life. Yes to you. Say yes to you.
Yes to you.
I love
Who
you.
Who knows what will come out, guys. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fly high, kids. Fly high.